On Tuesday, April 2nd, Wisconsin voters will choose a new state Supreme Court justice. This is to fill the seat being vacated by Justice Shirley Abrahamson. She announced her retirement in May of last year. Two candidates are running for the position. Both Judge Brian Hagedorn and Judge Lisa Neubauer currently serve on Wisconsin's appeals court. State Supreme Court races are officially nonpartisan, but political partisans generally take sides, with Democrats backing one candidate and Republicans backing another. We'll hear from candidate Judge Lisa Neubauer in just a bit. First, Judge Brian Hagedorn joins us. He currently sits on the Wisconsin Appeals Court. Judge Hagedorn, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, great to be with you, Rob.
Well, start us off, if you will, with your elevator pitch of why Wisconsin voters should elect you to the state Supreme Court.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm running for the Supreme Court to protect and defend the rule of law, uphold the Constitution, and protect the public. And by defending the rule of law, you know, I mean, my job as a judge is to say what the law is and not what I think the law should be. And it doesn't really matter which political party writes the laws. Same thing with the Constitution. We need to uphold the Constitution as written. That means upholding our constitutional rights, like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, and also protecting the public. You know, we do have a drug crisis hitting our state, and it's also personal to me. My youngest daughter was adopted was born addicted to opiates, which is obviously a significant issue. So it's personal to me. I'm proud to have the support of 45 sheriffs across the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee Police Association, also five justices from the Supreme Court. We just really need a court that is not going to be a political court, a court that's going to be focused on the law, where everybody knows that they're going to receive a decision based upon the law and not partisan considerations.
And what would you point to as your relative experience that prepares you for the court?
Well, absolutely. Well, my background is, first of all, I'm a Wisconsin kid, born and raised here, but most of my career has been in public service. So I've clerked at our state Supreme Court. So I've been there. I've actually helped do the work itself. I've seen it. Did that for, two terms on the court. I've also was an assistant attorney general at the Department of Justice and chief legal counsel to Governor Walker. And in that capacity, I was not doing political stuff. I was on the legal side. And what I was doing in the official office was giving advice at the highest of levels. Quite frankly, I've been involved in some of the most significant cases in state history. So I really have a breadth and depth of experience, including with those big cases at the Supreme Court, you know, that my opponent does not. And then obviously I've been a judge now for several years, where I've, you know, been a part of hundreds of decisions, where I've been able to put my judicial philosophy into practice.
Now, as we mentioned, these races are officially nonpartisan. People don't run with a D or an R by their name, but they tend to get broken down. One side supports a candidate, one side supports another. As you mentioned, you had worked for Governor Walker, were appointed by him. Republicans, certainly, and conservatives are backing you as a candidate. What would you say to convince people that you're not, in fact, the conservative candidate in this race?
Sure. Well, you know, I've been made very clear up front, you know, I'm not running on any political agenda whatsoever. In fact, we had a debate on Tuesday, and my opponent was asked to name one decision where I've ever let my personal views, policy views, any kind, impact any one of my decisions. And we work together. We decide cases together, and she couldn't name one. And so I think that just goes to show my message isn't a message for Republicans or conservatives only. It's a message for everybody. Everybody should want seven members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court who do not have any kind of policy agenda at all. And, you know, my opponent in this race, she's upheld as a model of the justice we're both seeking to replace. And quite frankly, that justice has been somebody who's been very, very political on the bench. And I know this because I was litigating cases in the court. I was there, and I could tell you how she was going to vote on every case I had when I was representing the governor. And that's not the way things are supposed to be. We shouldn't be able to predict how people are going to vote on the basis of whether they like your client's policies or not. So I've been on the wrong side of that, and I want to make sure that never happens in the future. It never has with me, and it never will.
Talking to Judge Brian Hagedorn, one of two candidates for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Election day is April 2nd. We'll talk to his opponent in just a few moments. This has been in the news. You lost the endorsement of the Wisconsin Realtors Association and their contributions due to concerns over your connections with a school that bans gay students, teachers, and parents. People have also pointed toward a blog post back during law school critical of homosexuality and abortion. How do you address their concerns that your personal beliefs would influence your decisions on the bench?
Well, let me begin by saying that, you know, I always treat everyone with dignity and respect. Nobody can ever point to an instance of me, you know, in my professional life or, quite frankly, in my personal life where that's not been the case. And some of the information that you just said is just flat out not true. You know, our school, it has a code of conduct that applies to staff, not teachers or students. Despite what the press keeps wanting to say, or my opponent, the lies she wants to repeat from the special interest group supporting her campaign, it's just not accurate. On my blog, even some of the points there, you know, I made legal arguments based on this. Again, these were when I was in law school. Legal arguments that were tracking the arguments of Supreme Court justices. I didn't make moral arguments there. I didn't make, you know, slippery slope arguments. This has often been argued and you find in, again, these television ads that are just lying about me. Again, I would point to the fact that nobody can identify any time in my capacity as a judge where I have ever done anything other than apply the law. Nobody's critiquing my judicial record in this race because they can't. So all that we're seeing here is, quite frankly, an effort to say to someone like me who's just trying to live out my faith in my own life, you know, people of faith, go home. You can't be a part of public life. And it's shameful. You know, our Constitution says there's no religious test for public office. And unfortunately, what we see from Judge Neubauer and her allies is that they have a religious and moral creed that they want me to sign on to. And if I don't, they're now saying I'm unqualified for office. And, you know, our Constitution, on the contrary, says everyone's religious freedom is protected. So simply because I have my own faith that I live out in my own life, that doesn't mean that is a part of my judging. And again, nobody can say that it was. I'm going to protect the religious freedom of everyone, and that's been my commitment, and professionally I've lived that out.
When should state Supreme Court justices recuse themselves from a case?
Well, obviously, there's certain bright line rules. You know, I serve on the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has appointed me there, where we oversee the Code of Judicial Conduct. And that's the code that oversees issues like recusal as well as lots of other issues. So I'm very well aware of the types of issues that are facing the Wisconsin court system. And we do have some clear rules on recusal. When you know, have somebody who's involved in a case or you have a personal connection to a case. You know, when it comes to financial contributions or those sorts of things, you know, my rule has been if there's a substantial contribution when a case is pending before me, I would recuse in the context of that case.
And finally, I know not to ask prospective judges about how they might rule in future cases, but looking back at the state Supreme Court history, is there a case where you think that the state Supreme Court got it wrong? You might have ruled differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one thing I would note here, too, is that my opponent doesn't really want to answer those sorts of questions or even talk about issues of judicial philosophy, judges she might like, citing the code of conduct. But we can talk about certain types of issues and cases. And I think voters deserve an answer. They deserve people who are going to not just throw out cliches, but are going to answer the questions. And in my answer to that, I'll give one case to that. There was a case from the mid-2000s when the court, quite frankly, had a judicial philosophy that my opponent has kind of upheld as a model. And it was a situation where it was a policy choice by the legislature dealing with tort reform and caps on certain types of damages in cases. And the Supreme Court ruled that there was no reasonable reason for having a law like that. And quite frankly, that is an irresponsible policy-oriented decision. And even if it's bad policy, it was within the rights of the legislature to do so. And the court got that one wrong. It was, quite frankly, just an exercise in raw judicial power. And that's the sort of thing that I don't want to see our courts go back to, where you have courts that just issue a veto on legislation they don't like. That's what we can't have in our courts, not on a conservative side or a liberal side or anywhere in between. We need courts are committed to saying what the law is and not what they think the law should be.
We'll leave it there for now. Judge Hagedorn, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Appeals Court Judge Brian Hagedorn. He's running for a seat on Wisconsin's state Supreme Court. Election day is Tuesday, April 2nd.